هدر نونيز دياز. جول 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 I just warned about making the same mistake. I set once as a liability. And they just score. Everyone saw that? Kobbie Mainoo just scores 2-1 to Manchester United. Kobbie Mainoo just scores 2-1 to Manchester United. It's over. It's over. Enjoy, you guys. Enjoy. Enjoy. Can we honestly say now once as a liability, or are you still going to keep reminding me of the City game? Enjoy, you guys. Enjoy. Goal. We need to win. Not celebrating a draw against these scumbags. Fuck all of you. This team is not going to win the English Premier League. This team is not going to win the English Premier League. I'll be honest with you guys. We're not going to win the league. We are not going to win the league. We aren't. We aren't. When I told people we have the most difficult run, people laughed at me. This season, against the top six, one win, Aston Villa at home. This season, against the big six, one win, against Chelsea.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You got to be joking, bro.
No way.
You got to be fucking joking, dude.
Yo, bro, celebrate the high, and we can see the
fruit. There's definitely no way.
Joke.
All right.
What a joke.
All right.
What a joke, bro. What a joke.
Well, you can't write.
And Victor, I was just about to see. Let's see how long we can hold on to this lead now.
Oh, headers are we going to lose? Where's the off? Another header. Where's the offside? Oh, the goal's been given. You're funny. No, you lot are taking a piss. Okay, yeah, no. There's no way. 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 Guys, it's impossible. It's implausible. It's impossibly. Implausible, bro. There's no way. Guys, you have to be taking a piss now. Is that it?
There's no way. There is no way. It's impossible, way. Oh. Hope you guys enjoyed that little movie at the start. There was a lot more, boy, but otherwise we'd have been here an hour watching all that, boy. But yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the End-to-End Football Podcast. Myself, Kud, in the building. SAS, what were you saying?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Still here.
Still here.
Man.
Yeah. Boy.
I mean, there's no better place to start than in it.
Boy. I don't even know where to start with this game. We had so many. That this game should have been dead and buried in the first half. But as I sat there and I watched it with a couple of people, I said to them, listen, you see, we need a second one before this half time. I said, because we don't get this second, watch what's going to happen. And oh, behold, we got punished because we probably should have been about 4 or 5 up in that first half. Counter attack after counter attack. Nunes, I don't know what he was thinking. Salah was off the pace. Subasai, I don't know what he was doing. It was nasty work. And I knew when we didn't get that second, I said, brother, what is going to take is one opportunity. And oh, behold, that Kwanzaa, he hasn't really made too many mistakes. And what a mistake he made. It was the laziest back pass ever. I was thinking, oh my days, what was you thinking? It's like you passed the ball like this. It's not like Bruno's like the fastest of players, you understand? And yeah, that rat was always going to punish us. Rat. Can't stand that guy as well.
And he was garbage that game as well.
But then all you need is one opportunity, innit?
That's it.
And you know him, he loves to shoot. So he done what he's doing, what he's good at, innit? Well, I say good at, but what he loves to do.
And then Mainu, boy. Oh,
let me tell you something. To dive up quickly, if there is any bit of anybody saying this kid should not be in the England team, I think you should slap yourself and your mum, because
he's quality. Yeah, and you look, he's quality, man. He's absolutely quality. He didn't actually have that good of a game, to be fair. Against Chelsea, he wasn't that good. This one, he was a little bit better than the Chelsea one. But yo, the quality he showed to just, you know, they're not even looking.
Yeah.
He wasn't even looking, you know. Man just said, yep, I'm curling this.
You know what? You see, once he's got the ball, it's like sometimes it's hard for them to get the ball from him.
Yeah.
And when he started going, I was thinking, bruv. Then when he left his feet, I was thinking, bruv. It looks like it's going in. And oh, behold, it went in, brothers.
It was peak. And then obviously, Wan-Bissaka said, you know what? Let me get Liverpool back into this game, boy. I mean, that penalty, there's a certain man that's trying to say it's not a penalty. I'm not understanding what's going on here.
I don't know, because, mate, you know what it is? Because they've slowed it down, and you see it doesn't connect with his left leg. But you see it as he was going to step over it, he clips him on his right leg and then he hits the leg again. So
this is the thing, isn't it?
I don't understand. It's like they just get blinded.
Because the same people that will say something is not a pen because, the refs are slowing it down too much, they make it look bad, are the same people that are slowing this down and looking at, like, because that whole connecting business, bro, that's happening in a second, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Like the guy's leg has swung across. It's not like the leg is coming and he can see it. Like, I'm just gonna move to the side, and then I'm gonna just move it away, and then I'm gonna dive. Like, bro, that's a one-time motion. That's a pen. I mean, I think it's nonsense. When you start like doing like some, you know what I mean, surgery to the to the replays, like, you're mad. An unnecessary dive as well, bro. That's his problem. You know what I mean? You can only blame yourself for that because he didn't need to slide in.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and he was nowhere near the ball, innit? So,
yeah. exactly.
Behave yourself.
You know, when you're the ball, you know, what was that, 80 minute?
Yeah, I think it was the 82nd minute, I think it was.
Exactly. You know, you let Chelsea back in on Thursday with a pen. And you almost done the same here. It's only that obviously, you know, Liverpool didn't punish them further. But it's literally a carbon copy. Loads of shots. I mean, yeah, you know what? We've been on this pod here talking about how good your front line has been this season, yeah? But like, without Jota, the finishing is not looking that good. Do you know what I mean?
The finishing is not finishing, basically.
Do you know what I mean? Because if Jota plays yesterday, it's a different game.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I saw it at Nunes. He's like, he didn't want to score yesterday. I don't know.
There's one where I don't know if it was a shot or a cross. Like, yo.
I know which one you're talking, because I was going wild. Because
like, I didn't know what he was doing there.
The way where he was, I said, brother, why didn't you take that with the outside of your boot and try and just curl it in? It's not even too much for you to ask for, you understand?
Yeah.
Instead, you got him with the inside of your foot.
Yeah, man. And for me, this is the thing, man. Like, so And then Salah, I mean, his form has been very booky the last couple of games anyway.
Oh, mate, the rebound. Yeah, I mean, the rebound he had, that's usually easy food for him. Since he's come back from injury, he's been a bit off the pace. Well, I say a bit, he's been off the pace. And he gets the odd goal here and there, but you need to buck up your ideas, mate.
He's playing like he's trying to lower the price for the Saudi man, boy. That's all right. He's doing agendas and that. He's like, yo. The man called him everything. He just seen him drop the levels a little bit. You know what I mean? We'll give you the peas in wages, innit? we'll nice you on the wages. But yeah, man. But for me, your midfield, Endo, I think, was good again. McAllister was fantastic. Oh, my days. He was... You know what I mean? Best midfielder on that park by a mile, you know. Szoboszlai was a passenger once again.
You know what? He seems, no matter what goes on that pitch, he's guaranteed to start. I mean, You see, at a point, I was thinking, mate, get him and get Nunes off that pitch right now,
yeah?
And bring on Elliot. And I said, even bring on Gakpo, because I think he would have had the common sense to use the outside of his boot and try and get that in the back of the net instead of trying to hit it back across to no one there.
The Elliot thing is looking very funny in the light, though. I mean, how many games must he come on and make an impact until he starts some games? You know what I mean?
Mate,
even if you start him in Szoboszlai's position, you know, that's not his real thing, but I'm sure he'd do more than my man.
Oh, 100. 100. And it was long time calling for that. Like, mate, get him off the pitch. Get him off the pitch. Get Nunes off the pitch. Because how much opportunities do we need to squander for you to realize, oh, these men are not going to get that in the back of the net? Nunes, it's like yesterday he was playing against us. He wasn't interested in putting it in the back of the net.
Man said he's playing against us, you know. Mom's life. Tim was there, you know. But yeah, now, I mean, what about the bigger picture, though? Because obviously, it's 2 points dropped, but you're still, you know.
We're still level on points.
Behind on goal difference and that.
Yeah, and the goal difference is quite big, but like I said, we go to the end, innit? Let's see how this goes. Like I said, that's the, why do you think? I was saying it last week.
Mm-hmm.
Come tomorrow, I'm rooting for Arsenal to go through. Let's go.
I hear that. But it's again, you look at it, you think you're still level on points, it's all good, whatever. But then when you look at the way that Man City are now playing, you know what I mean? They're starting to dispatch teams. You know what I mean? Like Arsenal as well. You know what I mean? People are like, oh yeah, Brighton away. That's a, you know what I mean? That's a hard game, Brighton away. They got them the hell out of here. So
let me tell you something. If Arsenal win the title, I say it now, they deserve to win it because they've got a hard fixture list. So if they come out and they win it now, mate, it can't even be grudged them, mate, because they've got the hardest running of the lot.
Oh yeah, they're still gonna go to United and
they gotta go United, Tottenham. Chelsea.
They're gonna play Chelsea.
They got Wolves away. Not an easy game. And I think those are the, I don't know if they got Villa as well.
But again, like I said, the way they're playing,
yeah,
you know, Brighton was meant to be harder than what they made it look anyway. You know, they made Brighton look silly, but that could have been fire. You know, that was absolutely minor things. But you know, let's hear the United perspective on this game quickly before we move on. I'm not going to dwell too much on that because United stink anyway, so don't even want to hear no chat like they're anything big in the game. You know, Abs 10-10 comes in late. You know what I mean? He's got the same kind of timings as his midfielders when he came to passing yesterday. You know what I mean? Can't time a pass to save their lives. Crazy stuff over there. What's happening?
I don't know why you started the negativity on that show. I don't know why you started the negativity, boy. Seems a bit harsh there, mate. What are you guys saying? Apologies for my lateness. Personal issues. But I'm here. I'm happy to be here. Didn't lose this weekend, so I'm definitely happy to be here.
Okay. That's what we're saying, yeah? Well, what were your thoughts on the game anyway, quickly?
Boy, same as the FA Cup game. I'm not built for watching United go box to box with Liverpool. My chest ain't built for it. Because the amount of times I'm seeing 5-2, 5-3 on a counter attack, we're not built for that. I ain't gonna lie to you, right? So I do think they, I mean, what was it again? 28 shots on our goal, mm-hmm. Fair enough, 7 on target, so it wasn't that bad. But anytime it hit the crossbar or it went over the bar from 6 yards, that counts as off target. And I sit there and they had about 3 of those where you think, oof, should have scored. So yeah, realistically speaking, like Liverpool should have won this game. And it's the same as the FA Cup game. They could have won that game as well. But saying that, when we got to 2-1, I don't know what the mental fragility that we have, that we can't just sustain it. We can't just hold out. Park the bus, hold out, get the win. Someone, or sometimes a group of players, just decide to basically have a brain fart and do something stupid. And out of all people, Wan-Bissaka.
But he likes to now, slide, isn't he? He's a big twerker.
Yeah, whether I truly believe it was a penalty or not, because the slow-mo are not helping the case, right? But as okay. I said to my friends in the group chat, based on the rules of VAR, what it's there to do, they're never going to overturn it. They're never going to overturn it. So it has to be a penalty. And then you sit there and just look at him and thinking, brother, like, for all the years I've seen you play, when you go for a slide tackle, 90% of the time you get the board. Enough of it to allow it. How is this time at 2-1 up? Not only are you not even anywhere close to the ball, you're doing it in the penalty area. When the man's running away from the goal,
And I think there's certain players that you do that to as well, man. I think if that's Gakpo, you can time that. If that's Salah, you can possibly time that. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain players, a Harvey Elliott type, Bernardo Silva type, a Grealish type.
Yeah, you don't dive in on them.
Them type of man, like, just forget it. Stay on your damn feet, blood, because you're not going to get to that ball.
Yeah,
because their close control is different levels, you know, to most players. You don't slide in on them kind of players.
Hold on, Kuda, is it me or can I only see?
Yeah, half my feet? Yeah, you can, because my camera is skanking down. I need to see me there. Man's doing Batman, you know, everyone's just there. Like.
Yeah, man. Like, it just didn't make sense. Like, you can't argue it. We know what VA is like. You know they weren't calling that off, man. It is what it is. But like I said, yeah, man. Onana played well because he made some saves, key saves, like key at the right time. It looked like we were going to board them out for about 15 minutes because we were looking so good. And I was like, okay. Okay, it's a different. We're organized. We're solid. And then one, again, another lapse of concentration on the corner kick. How is Diaz free near that penalty spot to the 6-yard area? And I have all the time in the world to even decide to do, like, do you know what I mean, a scissor kick type thing. It didn't make no sense. Who was marking him? Where did he go to? So, yeah, poor. But let's talk about the good thing.
The good thing.
May no, bruv. I'm still trying to hold back. I mean, I know we've been starving for a midfielder that actually wants to keep the ball. We have been starving for it, right? Because I'm used to McTominay's and Bruno's, Casemiro's here and there, right? It's been a long time I've seen someone so comfortable on the ball, so I'm trying not to over-egg it. But that goal and the celebration... For about 5 seconds, I over-egged it. You know what I mean? I was screaming. Best player in the world. Da, 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 all this nonsense. And then afterwards, I was like, you know, let me calm my ass down, innit?
Yo, SAS, you know what's funny? You know what's funny about these United, man, yeah?
Yeah.
They want to cast certain players, but
Man's talked about Mainu, Onana, and that IC3s and that, you know, the bias.
Yeah.
But no credit to the fridge, you know. The fridge was solid.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, he had a great game. No credit.
No. You know what? With all due respect,
I'm about to come to you now.
I don't know if I've actually said it on here. I know I've said it elsewhere. Yeah, I don't want to sell him in the summer. I think. Now, I'm not saying these two should start, right? But I think they need to be here to compete in two start. Really, I can't even say his name, so let me just make sure I say it right. Because just saying his first name is wild, isn't it? And plausible. So, yeah. Kabuala, right? Really, Kabuala. I want him to get more chances. The fridge, he's done. Remember, was it last season or the season before? I said he has a winning mentality, he has a strong mentality on here, and I got cooked for it. I weren't lying.
Don't try the hindsight thing.
I weren't lying. I said it previously.
You're taking it out of context as well. You're nasty work for that. You're absolutely nasty work for that. You're trying it.
Right? He played brilliantly. Both of them played brilliantly. Right? And you know what annoys me the most, right, about especially the young lad that came in, 19 years old, right? I had full-on arguments with United fans saying, why didn't we play him rather than trying to force Martinez to rush back from injury twice, right? Just play him. Give him the minutes. Give him the chance. Let him play. Because it's better than with the situation we have now where Evans, Varane, and Martinez are all injured. So now you're forced to play him. Rather than having them as an option, if you had just started him in the first place, and if anything goes wrong, then you could put him on. Like it's just frustrating decision.
I hear that, but from the games, the last three games that I've watched of you, man, yeah, your centre backs ain't the problem right now. Them men are just fighting fires.
Oh yeah.
They're just fighting fires. You can't.
To be honest,
they're just fighting fires because there's no midfield. That like literally, I'm not even gonna say they're rubbish. Because that's a compliment, yeah. That's me saying that they're actually present. Now, me saying that your midfield is rubbish is me actually acknowledging that they're there doing something. Yeah, they're not a fan. It's non-existent. There's nobody there.
Yeah. Bruno was absolutely winding me up. You text me and said he's a crackhead, and I just nodded my head because I was just like, I don't know how many games I've watched him where his brain is switched on.
I was watching you thinking, what's he doing, bro? What is he doing? Some of the passes
he's been like that all season.
Who's there? No one. The camera is the scariest thing. And I didn't see anyone. I was like, all
right. Yeah. The scariest thing about this Kuda, right, is that he has been playing like this for at least two seasons, right? But because, on the other hand, he had another hothead, brainless person running and scoring, he looked the part. The other brainless person is Rashford. Oh my God. Those two together in bad form, I don't even have to describe. It's criminal to football. Let me just put it that way. It's criminal to football. And normally, right, like, I don't even think Garnacho's, I think he's good. I think he's talented. I don't think he's all that, right? But the fact that his performance now is levels above Rashford, like he has to start, right? And then when Rashford is having a bad game or he needs to come off because he's having a bad game, it's Anthony we're looking forward to see on the pitch.
Yeah, that's the head of Rashford. The last few games, I'm watching Anthony do more things than Rashford, and I'm like, this is not right. Why is Anthony more of a...
It's criminal. It's criminal.
It's crazy, but it is what it is, man. We're not going to dwell. We're not going to dwell on your team too much. You know what I mean? It's more about the title. The title race, you know what I mean?
Obviously, hold on, can I ask you a question? Did you see the comments from Klopp after the game?
What did he say? No, I didn't
see it. He said, if United play like that against Arsenal are definitely going to win. Sorry to say it, but they're definitely going to win.
They will. Hands down.
Have you seen Arsenal? Have you seen Arsenal right now?
Is he lying?
I don't think. No, no, hold on a second. Let me finish. I don't think a guy that hasn't beaten United this season should be talking like that. That's what I'm saying. That's three games. He hasn't beaten us in three games this season. He's actually drawn two, lost one. I don't think he should be the one judging. You take your L's and just go away silently. You don't need to start do petty and salty stuff. We don't need it. Just cool the dog. Yeah? It hasn't worked for you this season. Just leave it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's salty, bro.
Mate, you know,
he's definitely salty, but he's right though. That's the thing. He's right. That's the mad thing. It's so he's coming from a salty place, but he's not wrong in it. You know them ones there. You know them ones there. That's what I mean. You're not wrong.
You gotta remember the last time we played Arsenal, they beat us in the last 2 minutes. It's not like they didn't beat us throughout the whole game.
But right, Arsenal are getting better. But Arsenal are getting better. The more I'm watching Arsenal,
so do you think at this point in time you would beat Arsenal?
No, I think we'll snatch a draw off them. I actually think we could beat them, to be honest. Because they're coming to Old Trafford and they have a smelly record at Old Trafford.
That's the only thing. You're having to go off of heritage. Yeah. Heritage and history and feelings. That's what you have to go off of now. Yeah.
It's only last season that they did the same thing.
Last season is today, so therefore it's history, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So you're having to go off of history, what's happened before, and all this kind of stuff in it. Yeah. But for me, just me being an eye test merchant, Arsenal, the way they play right now, in the form that they're in right now, they are the best team in the Premier League right now, for me. The football they're playing, how comfortable they are beating, dispatching teams. You know what I mean? There's Liverpool, and I've always said, I trust Liverpool at this stage of the season to not bottle it more than Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I haven't changed my mind, right? I still trust Liverpool to get more points than Arsenal, even right now. Yeah. But if I'm just going off of what I see on the pitch, Arsenal look better. Because Liverpool, they get the wins over the line, but I'm never convinced. I'm always like,
they got to go behind first.
Yes, so you go behind.
They come back.
The other team has bare chances. Even if they win like 4-1, if you watch the game, you're like, right, the other team, like, if they had actually decent finishes, this could have been 4-4. It never looks convincing. It's like, but they get it done. So you can't, you know what I mean? They get the 3 points. And Arsenal, however, I watched them and they just suffocate teams, man. They just, you know what I mean? They're suffocating teams. It's doing comfortable. You know, it's like, look at what they've done to Brighton.
Yeah.
They absolutely obliterated. People were like, you know what I mean? The haters were there waiting. Brighton away.
Usually Brighton give them a scare.
Brighton give anyone a scare at home. Even if you win, you normally come out with a couple of scars. You know what I mean? You don't go over there thinking. But again, this is what I'm saying with Arsenal. You have to go off of, I'm doing what you're doing now with the whole Trafford team. Because logically, from what I'm seeing, I should be saying, yeah, Arsenal should finish above Liverpool, yeah?
Yeah.
But you just know, you know what I mean? Arsenal, you can see them dropping points against Chelsea. You know what I mean? Like, you can see Chelsea somehow just doing something against Arsenal for no reason. Just dropping points. But you can, though.
Chelsea is the wound me up, bro. This result this weekend wound me up, bro. Because where was that energy from freaking Wednesday or whatever, bro?
But you know what Chelsea are like, especially against other London teams, you know what I mean? They like to party poop Tottenham and Arsenal, you know what I mean? So you know they're going to be tricky.
Tottenham got to play Arsenal as well, don't they? They got to play all three, actually.
Yeah, they got to play all three. And then obviously they have to go away to Tottenham again. Now, logically speaking, you know, and I've watched a lot of Tottenham this season, yeah, because I enjoy watching Tottenham.
Always.
Really and truly, Arsenal should obliterate them. They should wallop them here, yeah, because their man there and their suicide high line, like, bro, they could have lost against Nottingham Forest. I know they won comfortably in the end, yeah.
Bro, Chris Wood, how many chances do you want to miss, my bro? You are a striker. You should at least hit the target.
Tottenham are so loose. However, it's a North London derby. Do you know what I mean? The temperature can get raised. A couple of rough tackles can come in. Now, all of a sudden, that nice football that Arsenal play, the game gets emotional. That's the thing with Arsenal now. If you make the game a bit emotional and, you know what I mean, all this kind of stuff, I don't really trust their bottle. But if I'm just going off of just football, I think they should beat these teams. You know what I mean? They came away with a draw
Yeah.
At Man City, do you know what I mean? I know they parked the bus in that, but you know, they walked away with a with a point, do you know what I mean? Which is more than what they've done before. They've been doing well up over there.
The good thing, for Liverpool now is reading that we got Trent, Alisson, and Jota back in full training. And mate, it couldn't have happened at a better time for us. I mean, we could have done with it yesterday, but boy, I'm telling you now,
yeah,
I want to see Jota back ASAP.
You needed Jota yesterday, and you know, this is where I get my agenda bag. Like I said, you know, chaos, man, you know, the one that Liverpool fans love more than money, and that, you know, I mean, investigation is pending next. You know, I mean, we're gonna have a trial about that situation.
Yeah, still. You're moving mad.
No. You man, love him more than money, blood. The way you love up this youth, that's that they ain't done nothing for you. It's crazy. But as I said about my man before, he's scoring, but he's the kind of guy that will cost you. You know, what I mean, he will cost you titles and foolishness like this. You know, what I mean, he needs to be like left wingman or something, bro. He can't be your main striker, that guy. No, not for the crunch time anyway, but definitely Jota. If Jota played yesterday, as I said earlier, that's an easy dub for me. First half, you're walking away 3-0 minimum, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Obviously, Salah's form as well is a bit mad at the moment. I don't know what's going for him.
Yeah. But, like I said, before the injury, since he's come back from injury, he's just been a bit off the boil, bro.
Mm.
I don't know. Because you see the one where the rebound came in and he ran in to get it. Bro, that's usually easy food for him.
When he skied that one, yeah. Again, this is why I said my heart can't deal watching United, bro. Because some of these ones that were going across the face of the goal, that one in particular, I said, what? I said, raw. I'm not going to lie. When he missed that, I literally went, no, we could win this. Because some of the chances they're missing, I said, this is looking like the FA Cup all over again.
Diaz should have put. I thought Diaz was going to put the last one away at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That one got skied as well. So
yeah,
man. I don't know, man. This is, And for me, like I said about Liverpool, it shows in the stats against the big boys. Do you know what I mean? That's one dub against the top six. You know what I mean? And when one win against the big six, and I mean, to call Chelsea big six right now, it's a bit of a joke, really, because they're scud. You know, and that's all because of not being clinical and not controlling games. You get away with it with, you know what I mean, Crystal Palace and that they've got next week. You know what I mean? Crystal Palace will probably try a thing initially. And they'll get smoked. You know, they'll get smoked, just like they did against Man City. Tried a little thing and get smoked. You can get away with it with the low quality, man. But when the other team's a bit bigger, you don't necessarily lose, but you end up walking away with draws.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but you know, I'm still glad to see where Liverpool are. You know, considering everything that's gone on this season with the injuries and dodgy decisions in certain games, we're still there. Come the end of the season,
To be honest, I actually agree with you. Footballing wise, it's scary to what everything that Liverpool have gone through this season. To even be second place, because then you're sitting there thinking, crap, if they had their full lineup.
But that's my thing, though. If this was a Liverpool, many Liverpool sides that have not won the league, that have finished, you know what I mean, or 99 or whatever points, them teams there are laughing away at this league. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're absolutely laughing. This is what I'm saying. This is, you know, this is why it's even going to hell and back, is because they're not like, you know, on point. The same as Man City. Obviously, Arsenal, this is Arsenal's maximum, isn't it? This is Arsenal's maximum, you know. I don't think they can get much better unless if they, you know, they buy some players. Because at the moment, you know, I'm hearing Kai Havertz and, you know what I mean? I'm hearing signing of the season talk from certain fan bases, you know, like that.
Whoa, that's wild.
Oh, yeah.
That's Arsenal fans. I'm not going to lie, right? Some Arsenal fans, through coaches that I work with, put in the comments, we want our apology about Havertz now. And I just went, hey.
Bro, wow. I heard man talking of apology, and then man said in the same breath, he's got 10 goals in all competitions. I was like, bro, 10 goals in all competitions is apology worthy. Like, what are we doing right now? It's like, oh, yeah, but he started in midfield. And I was like, bro, Yeah, but he started in midfield. Now he's playing up front. He scored a couple of goals. And now you lot are just, this is the problem. The man, they always shoot their load too early. You know what I mean? Pause. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem with the Arsenal fan base. They just, they don't know how to hold it down. Just get too excited too early. You know what I mean? They end up embarrassing themselves. Because I'll go to the other team, Man City. I mean, they played against Palace. I mean, it's not saying much because, you know what I mean, it's Crystal Palace. But again, De Bruyne is scoring now. You know what I mean? You always get a 99 plus finishing boost against Crystal Palace. You know, that's standard behavior. You know what I mean? Play against Crystal Palace, you know, shoot on sight policy.
Everything turn up, bro.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, Palace had a few like, you know, opportunities on the break. I mean, that's how the first goal came, but that was way too early. 3 minutes into the game, I was like, yeah. I mean, just text. I just said too early. I was like, this is
talking about people shooting their load early, mate.
Exactly. But I didn't even celebrate when my man scored. You know? I was like, oh, finish. Good finish for you. But I was like, I was actually thinking, like, after the Liverpool game, I hope this carries on your confidence for the games that actually matter for us. Because, you know, these two games, just forget about it, bro. Do you know what I mean? It's a waste of effort. But, you know what I mean? And Olise coming back. I was like, you know, take little positives, but. Yeah, man. Man City, they're going to be dispatching the teams that they need to beat right now. But I think they're into business mode now. You know what I mean? They're into business mode. And yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be very interesting. You know? I know, Sean will be hoping that Man City and Arsenal go through. You know what I mean? Just get a couple more injuries and that. You know what I mean?
But you've got your own as well, though, isn't it?
Huh?
They've got Europa as well, though.
All right, we got Atlanta. They've got Bayern Munich, Real Madrid.
Them and there, bro. They're going to be playing all the side guys for them.
I'm not disregarding Atlanta, yeah. But bro,
football injuries don't care what game you're playing. If they want to come,
yeah. Listen. We've had the injuries. The kids have come in. We're still in the position that we're in. Yeah, just let's go, bro. It is what it is. Let's go. Let's ride this until all the wheels come off, innit?
Boy, speaking of wheels come off, boy, let's go to Chelsea, boy. Let's never get distracted. Yeah, about how rubbish Chelsea are, because we always get distracted. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to put my hands up on this one. I didn't even watch the highlight. I just saw the result and I was fuming,
bro. I'm the same. I'm doing vibes as well. I don't care, but because at the end of the day, you're playing Sheffield United. Yeah, these people. Yeah, because I'm going back to Thursday. I'm sorry, Abassi, but I'm going back to Thursday. Yeah. I watched that whole game, yeah. I mean, that was the mid-off, right? As they said, yeah. You know what I mean? The mid-classical, boy. You know, the ones there, like, that was nasty work, yeah. They won 2-0 up, yeah. And even that 2-0 up was not even deserved.
Yep.
Like, Man United are actually playing all right for once. Yeah, it was at least even for that 2-0. Anyway, they won 2-0 up anyway. Yeah. Bottled it. Became 3-2. And then United said, hold my beer. Let me bottle it as well. But the thing that disgusted me, though, was Señor Pochettino. The audacity of this man to run out, start jumping, fist pumping. I've never seen him celebrate this hard since Lucas Moura scored that goal against Ajax in the Champions League semi-final, bruv. You know what I mean?
That one was worse. You cried on that one.
Bruv, that's the only thing I was missing was the tears, big man. Because the celebration... Like, that's a man that knew, yo, if I lost this game, yeah, they were going to hound me out of SW11 or whatever the postcode is down there. Yeah. Like, they were going to get him the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the celebration was shameless. Shameless. I was like, bro, you know you were scud. Yeah? And then he come out, you know, after talking about how they deserve the dub, blah, blah, blah. And here we are. You know, 4 or 5 days later, against a relegation battling team, and you walk away with a 2-2. What's really good?
The craziest thing as well, right?
Bottom of the table, you know, Sheffield United.
Listen, the only thing that they have positive over Sheffield is possession. Sheffield had more shots on target. They had more shots overall in the game. Now, bear in mind, it's 11-6. But six shots on target to three shots on target. It says a lot. They rotted. What's going on over there, bro?
But, you know, I saw some of their fans. Some of the fans were like, oh, you know, it'd be funny. It'd be funny if we somehow made Europe. I was like,
jumping the gun.
You spent 2 seconds in the top half. Yeah. And you, man, are starting to just overstay your welcome now, starting to waste now, yeah? Straight back down to earth. Straight back down to earth. They're an embarrassment. But yeah, it is what it is, and, you know, I mean, young players and that.
They're only 5 points off. Only five
points. Listen, yeah, they beat a Man United team. That's absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Last minute as well, because of Man United's own rubbishness. Yep. Right, and then you go to the bottom team, rock bottom, bro. Yeah, as big Chelsea, and you can't get the dub.
I mean, the only reason Brighton are not above them is because Brighton had to face Arsenal. That's it. Just happens to be the opposition that they're facing.
They're not seeing any kind of Europe for me, bro.
The thing, I think Chelsea still got a game in hand, but unfortunately for them, their game in hand is Arsenal, isn't it?
Boy.
And I think the most they'll get out of that is a draw. You know what I mean?
I think that's the only thing they can hope for.
I think the most they can get out of that is a draw, bruv. You know what I mean? Just mess up Arsenal's title.
To be fair, they do turn up for the bigger teams, innit? The brand names. They turn up for the brand names. They don't turn up for everyone else. So, yeah, they might even draw against Arsenal. Or let them face another one below them.
This is...
I'll go again.
I think this... And Sean spoke about this before. Saying that if Arsenal win this title, it is very, very deserved because the football is there.
Yeah.
But now it's the emotional side.
Yeah. It's the mentality. Yeah.
It's the going away to your rivals, Tottenham, and not getting emotional and get the win done. Going away to your other rivals, Man United, that like to mash up your things. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, got that unbeaten record out of here. Do you know what I mean? They've messed them up a couple of times. You know, getting over that emotional hurdle. Also, Chelsea. We know Chelsea love to party poop Tottenham and Arsenal as well. So, you know, this is about, and all them three, those three teams, they're better than. On paper, they should beat them.
Yep.
But do they have the mentality to get it over the line? That's gonna be.
You know what? It's a shame Obi is not here because I was talking to him in a group chat and he was like, it's not because I said to him, 71, 71, 70, right? You're all in the same number of games. It's literally in your hands. Not in your hands, as in like you should beat everyone. But if you want to win the title and you want to win it properly, you have to beat everyone you face. You have to match with the other two's records. They win, you have to win. Or you win, they have to win. It's literally a race to the final bit. And straight away, Arsenal fans, obviously because of last season, a lot of them are going, nah, it's not as straightforward as that. No. And I was thinking, what? It's so weird because they're quite not even half-hearted. There are half of them that are like, it's not that easy. Like, we're not the favourites, da-da-da-da-da. And there's the other half that seems to be celebrating they have something they haven't won yet. Or saying that they have it. It's in the bag. It's they should win it. And it's funny to watch because I know they're panicking inside, both of them. And for me,
Ben is a rumbling, man.
Yeah, but for me as a neutral, Arsenal, please don't bottle this one. Don't bottle this one.
Man said PTSD settings.
Yeah. Arsenal, don't bottle this one, please, man. Please.
Yeah, man.
We need you to stay course. To stay.
I'm gonna lie, for me, I just need someone that's not Man City to win the thing for. You know what I mean? Because it's becoming a bit of a joke. The league is a bit of a joke, bro. Four times. Like,
yeah. 100%.
Like, it's becoming a bit of a joke. I wouldn't mind if Liverpool or Arsenal. Obviously not for you. But you know what I mean? I wouldn't mind if Liverpool or Arsenal win it, yeah. But I'm just dreading that these men are just gonna just you know what I mean,
yeah,
do their normal thing of just, you know what I mean, do their annoying thing of just win every game until the end and then, you know what I mean. one of these men slip up or something, and bang, we're there again with flipping them dry celebration. No one cares about that. Like, you know what I mean? And we got these man tomorrow as well. Oh Lord, I can't stand them. third Champions League, blood. We've seen these guys. Oh, anyway, man, let's move on. Let's move on. Who else have you got? Well, I watched the Tottenham game, but
I'm so annoyed at Nottingham Forest for the Tottenham game. I am so annoyed, right? Obviously, open game as always, but I'm just looking.
Why are you
looking at Chris Wood? I'm thinking anyone else in his position changes the course of that game.
I think maybe he's looking at the top four, isn't it? Maybe.
Is he high?
Who?
Man's like 11 points behind, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't really look that far down, if I'm honest. I'm only looking at the top four.
Like, no disrespect. All three teams can win a trophy each. I don't know. Wait, hold on. What's going on here?
No, I'm talking about Tottenham. And you said that you're annoyed at Nottingham Forest, and I was wondering why, because
they didn't take their chances.
Oh, you mean for them? Oh, I thought you were meaning for United. Like,
don't give a damn about that. Hey, listen.
I thought you still had a little hope for top four. Yeah,
don't worry about none of that. Don't worry about that. Sky that, bro. Don't worry about that, man. You see, thing is, right? There's certain points in the season you just have to just go, yeah, I'm skying that one, geez. Right? Right? And the Chelsea result skied it. I just went, yeah, cool, done. No, don't worry about that, right? Because in my head, I was thinking, we have to then win against Liverpool for it to even have any hope of anything happening. Yeah, right. Skied it. Don't worry about that, right? If you can't beat Chelsea when you're winning 3-2 with 2 minutes left, don't worry about Liverpool trying to beat them to continue. Nah, forget it. Skied it, right? But it was just, you know, sometimes, as you said, you know, we're watching Tottenham and you're just thinking, if the opposition had finishers, there won't be that much hype around the way Tottenham are playing, because they would end up losing. And losing badly, right? Because they, like I said, they're so open. And yeah, Nottingham Forest had so many chances. And by the time Tottenham got 3-1, I think every sub this man did seemed to kill the momentum even further.
Yeah.
Every sub. And I kept hearing a commentator said, oh, he's trying to get back the energy back. Every time he subbed, the energy dropped the bar again. I was just like, what? Did yourself make a damn difference?
Nuno settings, isn't it? It's Nuno settings, man.
Like, yeah, man. Still, exciting game. Like you said, never miss a Tottenham game. It's always fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, what else? What else have you got, boy? I mean, Everton, you know, they beat Burnley and then they get 2 points snatched straight after. Like, yo.
What? Every other week they get put taken from them. What's there? Like,
what? And we're still sitting here waiting for 116 charges. What? 150,
I think it's about 117 right now, boy.
Oh, did you guys see that nasty article? Hey, I was about to, yo, blew my head gasket, fam. I saw one nasty, and this is how they start, you know. This is how the establishment, yeah. This is when I get my tinfoil hat, yeah. Join Abbas Mandem, you know what I mean? Conspiracy theory, yeah. This is how the establishments test the waters, you know what I mean? Yeah, yep. Because I saw a little rumor or whatever it was that was saying that, oh yeah, the Premier League are looking to consider financial something penalties.
Oh yes,
you see that?
Instead
of points and that, yeah, financial penalties.
Yeah, I saw that.
To Man City, what? Bro, there's a year. We'll run a Billy blood. Yeah, here's your money, man. Cool. Yeah, carry on. Do you know what I mean? They said they're considering it. I was like, how long are you considering this? Yeah. So are you going to consider this? Put it in and soon after say, yeah, Man City, boom, hold these charges.
Yep.
And the penalties piece, which is, don't mean nothing to them, man, anyway.
After they've taken points off Everton 3 times this season.
Exactly. When bro, how many points more would Everton have? Like 12 points now? They swiped 10.
They got some points back from the last one, didn't they?
8 points they've lost in total.
Oh, they've lost eight now.
Because they got some points back from the last one.
Yeah, they appealed it. I think they're appealing this one as well.
Yeah. So what was us 8 points put them? That'll be what, 35? They'll be above Palace anyway. It'll be, yeah, mad thing. Yeah.
Somebody don't want to see them go down, you know that.
Huh? I swear, someone's onto them, boy. There's you sure he's not a Liverpool fan or something? That's somewhere like, yo, give him another appointment. Give him
but the thing is, in my head, right? Because don't Liverpool have to play them?
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, has that made that game a little bit more spicy? Because remember the last time they got fined, Everton went on a crazy run. Us versus them type attitude.
I ain't gonna lie. You see you there. That's like me talking about Atletico Madrid before they play Barca. Like, yo, hopefully this time they might do something, you know. They never do, you blood. They never do. They get brushed.
Atletico Madrid did a nasty one this season already when they took off all their main players. And they, we'll play the song. That's what I said. Nah, this corruption with Barcelona needs to be fixed, bro.
It's crazy work. But yeah, man, it is where it is. I mean, what other games I'm looking at? Oh, West Ham got a decent little result, you know what I mean? After, you know, the little bad running form. 2-1 away at Wolves, that's not an easy.
You know what? Why do I didn't watch it, so you know I'm not even gonna talk, but I swear VAR had a nasty impact on this game as well. Wolves should have got a point from this. So it was a header. They scored an equalizing goal. The man was offside, which he was offside, and then what they tried to determine was he affecting the view of the goalkeeper. So this was an argument on TalkSport. One side of it was saying, yes, as long as he blocks the goalkeeper's view, he should be marked offside. The other commentator was saying, Fabianski was never going to reach where the ball went to. And he did see it before the player blocked the view and then tried to reach for it. So I think VAR screwed Wolves again, because VAR loves doing that. And they probably should have got a point out of this. So actually, maybe they would have been winning at that time as well. So, yeah, I think VAR screwed up Wolves again.
Boy, it's typical, isn't it? Typical VAR this season. But the only thing is, you know, we have to actually watch this stuff. Unfortunately, we're going to have to watch this SAS after the pod, because you know this guy, you know. I don't know if he's relaxed.
I didn't start the argument. TalkSport did it. Yeah.
After that one Bissaka one, boy, you know what I mean? If I can trust man like that still.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not agreeing. We're going to talk about it, but yeah, I have my reservations on that one, innit? That's what I can say.
Yeah, you would.
Boy, I mean, to finish off, boy, we'll finish off with a quick preview of the games tomorrow, boy. You know what I mean? There's only one game I care about, but we do the two, but you know what I mean? Obviously, Man City. Coming away to the Bernabeu.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. I can't stand Man City, blood. Do you know there's one guy, yeah, that really annoys me when he plays against him. It's that really? Little bastard, that Grealish, bro. And Bernardo Silva as well.
Yeah, that's
it. But see, Grealish, oh, he's so jarring. See, you can't get the damn ball off him, bro.
You have to foul him.
Oh, he's annoying, bro. He's so annoying. Yeah? And the thing is, he holds on to it, yeah? Drags your guys in, and then just slips it to someone. And then all of a sudden, now your defense is just scattered. Like, you're running for your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting for my life. You know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely long.
And that little magician, who's been slightly quiet this here and there,
it's Madrid. You know what I mean? You know, Pep is gonna have them fired up. You know what I mean? These are my enemies. I hate them. Play for me. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't sparing us for one.
What do you think's gonna happen? I actually think you're gonna win tomorrow.
That's the problem. That is the big problem is the second leg being away. That means that we have to win tomorrow. We can't come away with a draw and hoping to do something over there.
Yep.
Or come away with a loss. Forget about it.
Walker's still injured, right?
Yeah, Walker. He's not traveling. So that's a plus. That's the only plus. The problem is, I actually think they're not gonna park the bus because Pep doesn't really park the bus like that yet. But I don't think they're gonna be the line ain't gonna be as high because obviously Walker's not there. They know they still got the what's he called? The Etihad. That's what they done last season. the game, the first game last season was 1-1, and they weren't really pushing like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And in the second half of that game, we should have actually scored like two goals. Benzema, I mean, Benzema in that whole team was just a disaster, to be honest. Jeez, especially
yeah, he didn't have the best game.
The second leg, he was even non-existent. He is embarrassing. He's actually embarrassing. But what was I saying? Yeah. So we need a win. Even a 1-0, even a, by one goal, we need some kind of win. Yeah. If you go there with a dub and try to hit them on the break, fair enough. If you go there trying to push for something, if you get political once again. Could get very political once again, and then obviously at that point Ake is back, but the biggest problem we've got is yellow cards. Bellingham, Tchouameni, Vinicius. I'm not worried about Vinicius, but yeah, Bellingham, Tchouameni, Vinicius, Camavinga, one yellow card away from suspension.
Oh,
all of them.
Oh,
how nasty that is. You know the kind of skullduggery Pep is going to set this man on,
yeah. You know what's crazy, right? How many players you mentioned? Five, right?
Yeah,
you mentioned five players.
Four players.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just lovely predict here. Three of them are not gonna be here.
Wait, that's a number I had in my head. You know,
three of them are not.
And my thing now is, big man, put Tchouameni to centre back. I don't even like that, but just put him to centre back. Yeah, and actually, now put Tchouameni to midfield. Don't play Camavinga, because I know Camavinga will definitely get a yellow card. Even if he don't deserve it, he's getting yellow. The amount of yellow cards he gets here for clean tackles, because he always tries the sexy tackles. Always some fancy hook leg business here. And you're like, you look at the replay, all right, I actually got the ball, but it's like, big man, then they never allow this in modern football. Do you know what I mean? But he always does it. So I wouldn't start him. I'll bring him on the second half. I'll start Tchouameni Mayfield. But I know my friend Ancelotti is going to do something dumb. I know that team sheet's gonna come out, and my blood pressure is gonna rise before the
game is even. Respectful, bro.
But we need to go for it tomorrow. Because we need to win. In my opinion, that's the only chance of making it. Because Etihad is long; he's absolutely long. And then let's move to the other game. Arsenal against Bayern. I'm sorry to say,
I
don't see much from Bayern still.
I want to say Bayern are wounded dogs, but. the spirit they had on the weekend. Nah.
You can only think.
The spirit of Tottenham have absolutely taken over that squad.
They were 2-0 up, innit?
Yeah. Lost 3-2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mad.
You can only hope maybe it's like, you know, when Tuchel won the Champions League with Chelsea, because they were rubbish in the league that year. But the problem is.
I'm not going to lie.
Tuchel is dead anyway. Like I said, to Caliban. I don't even know why I'm calling him Tuchel. To Caliban. Yeah. To Caliban, we know what he's saying. But the problem is, imagine, he's a terrorist that actually knows that he's on his way out anyway.
Yeah.
Which the way he's managing right now, the way he's managing right now is he's going to take stupid risks. He's going to take stupid risks and he's going to get cooked. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, a smart team.
Wait, is that
Emirates. Yeah, it's
Emirates.
Yeah, it's Emirates, yeah. Because it's funny, because on paper, Arsenal kind of got shagged, because Arsenal actually have to play second legs away in both this round and the next round, which is a bit nasty still.
Emirates, they ain't got no away fans, innit? It's all
on. Yeah, but this is the thing. I'm thinking, a smart team goes there and just park the bus, man. That's what Bayern should do. Go there, park the bus, try to hit them on the break, you know what I mean? Sané, whatever. Coleman, but they might not play. You play some other idiots. Do you know what I mean? And freaking Kane will be doing midfield work, looking foolish.
Fam. Let's call it as it is. That is a clean Arsenal win.
I'm telling you. All right, they're going to fry them.
That's a clean Arsenal win. I was looking at the weekend's game, right? Because I was watching it. Well, parts of it, sorry. I didn't watch the whole thing. And I just thought, okay, maybe you have some fight for this. Then they just collapsed. And I said, you know what? Nah, don't worry. You'll be out. Tuchel's a madman. I'm done with him, bruv. I'm done with him as a manager. I don't want to hear no one mention this guy as a top manager ever again.
Nah, his name should not ring. You know, like his name was ringing for big clubs. Do you know what I mean? Every time. Now, I don't want to hear it, bruv. Do you know what I mean? His next job should be like, you know, in Everton or something.
You could go back to Chelsea, mate.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's, well, actually, they are about in the right side of the table for him anyway. So yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Man. I actually think they're ninth now, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's that? So we've done Arsenal thing. The other ones I don't really care for. You know what I mean? I just saw PSG won at Barcelona, but I don't trust that idiot, bro. Luis Enrique.
Yeah,
he's a little snake, bro. He used to work for Barca, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Sub of Mbappe, bro. 50 minutes, you know this.
Yeah. And then Mbappe will be making a face, like,
yeah,
and then get him sacked the next day since he has all the power, anyways.
100%.
Yeah, you're right not to trust him. He loves Barcelona. Remember, that's where he won his treble, innit? And made his name as a manager.
Mate, yeah, that's going to be an interesting game to see what happens there. That's going to be a very interesting game, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems being a bit mad. But yeah, man, that should be interesting. The other one is a bit dry, like Atletico Madrid against Dortmund. But again, I don't know if that's dry enough, because see Atletico, when they don't have a big team in front of them, they do some bookie things still.
Dortmund are definitely going to win a tie. They're going to shock them and win a tie. And then obviously Atletico will wake up the next day, turn ultra dirty as they always do, and then go for the next round to go and disturb someone else.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're that team. They just disturb you. They're not really there to win.
Yeah.
They're just there to get in the way.
Again, for the 100th time, I think the way they've done the draw is just, it is rubbish, man.
Suspect.
It's rubbish. Like, you know, you could literally, like, Barcelona can make it to the final. They stink. You know, they'll get to the final and get absolutely violated by whoever's there. But if they meet Atletico in the semi-final, they're through. I'm sorry. Atletico will try for them because they normally do.
Oh.
they'll be in the final, so... You know, they're going to be in there holding a madness in the final. They're absolutely rubbish. But anyway, it is what it is. But you might got anything else?
Nah, that's it, man.
Come on, Arsenal. Go through tomorrow. Be quiet, mate. Come on, let's go.
Yo, the agenda is real, boy. My days. But yeah, man. Guys, make sure to drop a like, share the video, and we'll see you again next week. Peace.
Adios.
Bye.